slid the handball back to Moore. Moore goes low ball into Cox. Cox has taken the mark.
Big Mace
on the chest. The big fella on the lead.
Here he goes, 25 metres out directly in front. This will tip the lid. Mason Cox, goals. Have a look at him come from everywhere. The entire back line has come to Mason Cox.
2 years ago, this man had no idea what Australian rules football was, and then he finds himself in front of 85,000, kicking the first goal on Anzac Day, and he's on the line now. Mason, congratulations, mate. What a great moment for you.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. It's one hell of a way to start a career, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. You are an engineering student from Oklahoma State University, and your mum and dad are both engineers. Your brother's an engineer at NASA. Are you the underachiever in the family now, mucking around down here playing this ridiculous game?
I've got another brother. He's a business major, so I'll chunk him under the bus. He's actually on a flight back home, so he won't even be hearing it. But I got the other brother. He's working for Boeing, not NASA, up in Seattle. So, yeah, it's a pretty crazy family.
Now, Mason, how did you find out and how were you going in the build-up to such an important game on such a big stage?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, that many people, and, the pressure's on quite a bit, and I remember waking up that day and just try to keep things pretty ordinary and go to the same coffee house I go to all the time and just relax and, write a few things down about, you know, the past couple of years and everything that's happened and all the different people have helped me along the way. And just kind of retrospected for a while. And then, you got a bit antsy and shaky before the game. You just wanted to get out there and play. And the second you walk out there, you just kind of forget it all and just kind of do your job.
Your first kick at goal, I think a lot of people sitting there watching, is his leg going to fall off? Is he going to stub the ground? And, mate, you kicked it beautifully, better than guys that have grown up their whole life doing it. You've got that part of the game much better than I would have thought.
Yeah, it's a credit to the coaching staff and everyone else that's helped me out. And hopefully I can keep kicking straight. And, it was an amazing experience. And, it's just absolutely crazy. Couldn't think of anything better.
Good on you, Mason. Great to have you with us this morning. Mason, tell us about the first time you went down to the AFL Combine in the United States. You looked on YouTube to find out what this game was all about, and all you saw were the biffs of the 70s and the 80s, and you thought, my goodness, this is like the World Wrestling Federation meets Ultimate Fighting. What's going on?
Yeah, it's a bit wild. I remember watching the first YouTube video and honestly thinking twice about it. I went over to LA and had a great time over there. And the USAFL hooked me up with everything. And obviously there's four or five different clubs out there, and I was fortunate enough to have Collingwood as one of the ones there.
People may not realise, and Dar said it in the intro, that you went to university not as a sports scholarship but as an academic, and then you played soccer at nearly 7 foot tall, and then you started playing basketball. But you were recruited almost by the women's team, weren't you, to help them out in training?
Yeah, so there's a girl named Brittany Griner who's about 6 foot eight, and they didn't have anyone, obviously, a girl that was 6 foot eight, so they just asked me. I had a friend that was the general assistant for the team, and she asked me if I'd just go to a few trainings whenever they played them that week, and it led to something a bit more. And then the women's team and the men's team played at the same gym, and the men's team were thinking, why the hell would we not have the 7-footer out with us, and asked me to start playing with them after a while.
And then you made the starting five and then got through university and suddenly you've ended up in Melbourne. Can you tell me the difference between running around a Victoria Park and running out on the MCG?
it's unreal, man. Like, you were telling me before the game, I remember you were saying about the Americans over during World War One and how they were stationed there at the MCG and all the history behind it, Ed, you know all that. And it was just absolutely just kind of mind-blowing. And it's obviously a ton of history at Victoria Park and playing there. It's a great experience also. But playing in front of 85,000-90,000 people, it's a different aspect.
Well, had you been playing American football at Oklahoma State, this is what you would have been running out to yesterday.
Let's ride, Cowboys, with your guns in the air. This is Oklahoma State, with your guns in the air. Let's ride, Cowboys, with your guns in the air. This is Oklahoma State, with your guns in the air. This land is our land. This is Oklahoma State.
There you
I've
go.
Never heard that in my life. I'll be honest, I'm actually quite embarrassed by that.
Well, we couldn't find the Rodham Cowboys from Oklahoma State. Well, you got the rap version of it, but luckily by the end of the day, mate, you're listening to Good Old Collingwood Forever, which was slightly older and different in tone.
A little more jaunty.
Yeah, a little bit more jaunty.
Yeah, a bit better.
There it is.
Yeah.
Good Old Collingwood Forever. They know.
So, mate, when you came into the rooms last night, it was quite amazing to have your mum and dad. Your dad enjoyed himself. He was on Media Street, Dad. They grabbed him from everywhere, and he was loving it.
Good on him. Would have been hard reaching Mason for the Gatorade shower. That would have been the biggest challenge. Go ahead and get a bottle of Gatorade in your head.
How tall, Mason?
6'11".
Oh, that's a Collingwood 7-footer. that is. That's your typical Collingwood 7-footer.
Congratulations, mate. It's a great story. Wish you all the best. And if your debut is anything to go by, you've got a long and successful journey ahead in AFL football. Congratulations.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate it. And thanks for all the support.
Unbelievable story, isn't it? Yeah, on Anzac Day, Mason Cox. Great
stood
to
up
see,
yeah, right from the get-go.
He was good, wasn't he?
He was in there.
Fantastic.
He's a great competitor. He's got tremendous pride about his performance. Yeah. So when he came out here, you know, we've had a couple of people over the journey come out to play football and they've used it as a busman's holiday.
Yeah.
This bloke came out and he has been genuinely ready to go from the word go. Yeah. Said, this is professional sport. This is what I want to do. And we're going to see more of it, I think. I think we're going to see a lot more Americans coming into our game.
Yeah, sounds like a great young man. Coming up to 9 o'clock here, 25 degrees, Triple M's Hot Breakfast.